ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 167, text message turmoil,
part 2.
Yes, do we really want to find out what's going on, Natsuko-san?
Yeah, 気になりますね。
I'd like to know too. Alright, so let's find out. You know the background, again, last week we got up to, what a good friend telling her the rules of cheating. Come on, you know, she sounds like a pro.
Golden rule?
The golden rule?
Yeah, right.
You gotta know these rules. なんか怖いですね。
怖いな。
All right. Again, Natsuko-san will be voice acting, so よろしくお願いします。
Yeah, I must sound like a pro.
Okay, and we're gonna go over some grammar points that we covered in the previous few lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Mitai, tara. So let's see if it all comes together for you.
Mm-hmm.
With that said...Here we go.
お風呂から出てきたらさ、太郎が鬼みたいな形相で立っててさ、もう修羅場だったよ。
それでどうするの？やっぱりホストとは別れるんでしょ？
ほんの遊びのつもりが、私結構マジになっちゃったみたいなのよね。ああ、私は一体どうしたらいいんだろう。
そんなの簡単じゃん。二股だよ、二股。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お風呂から出てきたら、太郎が鬼みたいな形相で立っててさ、もう、修羅場だったよ。
それでどうするの？やっぱりホストとは別れるんでしょ。
ほんの遊びのつもりが、私結構マジになっちゃったみたいなの。ああ、私は一体どうしたらいいんだろう。
そんなの簡単じゃん。二股だよ、二股。次は英語が入ります。
お風呂から出てきたらさ、太郎が鬼みたいな形相で立っててさ、もう修羅場だったよ。
When I came out of the bath, Taro was standing there with a look of a monster. It was hell.
それでどうするの？やっぱりホストとは別れるんでしょ？
And what are you going to do? You're going to break up with the host, aren't you?
ほんの遊びのつもりが、私結構マジになっちゃったみたいなのよね。ああ、私は一体どうしたらいいんだろう。
Initially, I only wanted to have some fun, but I started to fall for him. Oh, what should I do?
そんなの簡単じゃん。二股だよ、二股。
That's easy. Just keep two-timing them.Two time them. Natsuko-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか？
やっぱりプロですね。
As expected, she's a professional. Oh boy, I think we're going to finish this series off. She's a little out of our league.
Yeah, just stop here.
Let's just stop here. Now, as we approach this lesson, similar to last week, we're going to get into vocab right now so that way we can really look at today's conversation. All right.Here we go.
形相
Features, look, aspect.
形相
Can we have a sample sentence for this?
鬼のような形相で睨みつけた。
Natsuko-san, can you help me out with this translation here? 鬼のような Like a monster. 形相 Appearance.
Yes.
And then we have?
で
So, with a monster-like appearance.
にらみつけた。Glare at someone.
Glare at someone. So, glare at someone like a monster.
So, this word,
Gyoso is usually used for a very extreme appearance.
Yes.
Not a really mild expression.
Then we have?
Hon no.
Just.
Hon no. Hon no.
Followed by?
Ittai.
What on earth? Really?
Ittai. Ittai.
Followed by?
Futamata.
Two timing.
Futamata. Futamata.
And finally we have?
Shuraba.
Fighting scene or battlefield.
Shuraba. Shuraba.
Okay, Natsuko-san, now let's take a look at the lines.
Okay.
First we have?
お風呂から出てきたら、 太郎が鬼みたいな形相で立っててさ。
When I came out of the bath, Taro was standing there looking like a monster. It was...
もう修羅場だったよ。
It was like a battlefield. It was hell. Let's just back it up. First we have...
お風呂から出てきたら。
Bath from come out. When? Here the Tara conditional is used to indicate the time.
Yeah, when. When I came out.
Exactly. The subject is the speaker. When I came out of the bathroom. Again, we start from the back. When I came out of the bath. When I came out from the bath.
Yeah.
Taro was?
鬼みたいな形相で.
Monster like appearance. De, with this kind of appearance.
立っててさ.
Was standing. So, Taro, and then we go back to the beginning. Taro ga. So here we have Taro marked by the subject marker ga. Then we go to the end of the sentence. Was standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the de, with the appearance. We start with de, with gyoso, appearance, like a monster. When I came out of the bath, Taro was standing there with the look of a monster.
Wow.
But the funny thing is, she knew right away. And then we have some really good Japanese.
もう修羅場だったよ.
It was hell. So, mo, here, what does the mo?
I think it's emphasizing.
Not
feeling.
Already, right?
Not quite.
Yeah. Mo. Emphasizing the fact that?
修羅場だったよ.
Now, we have a noun and then the past tense. だった, mm-hmm. informal. This is followed by?
それでどうするの?
And what are you going to do? So this それで is like, okay.
Then.
Then, what will you do? どうする? どうするの? What will you do?
やっぱりホストとは別れるんでしょ?
As can be expected, the host with you'll separate, right? You're going to break up with the host, aren't you? Let's take a quick look at the sentence. First we have?
やっぱり.
As can be expected, or yeah.
Actually.
Actually.
Or indeed, maybe.
Followed by?
ホストとは.
Host with the host.
別れるんでしょ.
別れる, break up. So, with the host break up, right? And here, the でしょ is acting as a tag question. Like, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that, right?
Yeah, confirming.
Confirming her assumption. So actually, you're going to break up with the host, aren't you? Then we have? Wait, stop right there.
Okay.
Now, listen to the intonation one more time. With this, we can hear some indecisiveness. So it hasn't been decided what will happen. There are a few types of ums. Let's go with the affirmative. Yes, definitely. Similar sound, but actually it's a little different. The negation is? Hear that intonation at the end? One more time? And then we have the indecisive. So,
Well, the last one is quite simple.
Yeah.
It's almost the same with English.
True, but it's the way it's written that it's like we have and we have these different ways that, you know, it's kind of like you're saying yes, you're agreeing, but there's some hesitations.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by?
ほんの遊びのつもりが、私結構マジになっちゃったみたいなの。
Initially, I only wanted to have some fun, but I think I'm starting to fall for him. Let's back it up. What do we have to start with?
ほんの
Just
遊びのつもり
Just playing Intention Just 遊び To play、
mm-hmm.
Possessive Just playing's intention But here the ga is not the subject, butBut.
Yes. が.
Followed by?
私、結構マジになっちゃったみたいなの。
I. Then we have?
結構.
Here acting as an adverb, pretty.
Mm-hmm. マジに.
Serious.
なっちゃったみたい。
なっちゃった. Now this is actually?
なってしまった.
Which if we take it back one notch is actually なってしまう。
Mm-hmm.
And this means to become completely.
Yes.
To get to a certain point.
Yeah, you can't go back.
Yes. And this chatta is used in spoken Japanese as a quick way to roll over this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of te shimau.
Yes.
Chao is substituted.
Yes, it's more easier to say.
Exactly.Now, this is informal, so I don't know if you want to use this in a business meeting or something like this. You probably want to say, te shimau,
yes.
or te shimaimasu.
Uh-huh, that's more polite.
Yeah. So can you just give us a side-by-side comparison?
なってしまう、なっちゃう、なってしまった、なっちゃった。
Now, the rules for this are, at first, can be a little tricky for you, but once you get the hang of it, it makes speaking that much more fun.
Yeah.
And understanding what's going on around you, because it is used all the time in spoken Japanese,
mm-hmm.
in informal Japanese,
right.
among friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so I, pretty, serious, have become completely. Then we have, again, mitai at the end. Notice how we have past tense, nachatta, then we have mitai.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear here that we're talking about seems like.
Yes.
Now,What I find interesting here is the person speaking is the one talking about themselves.
Oh, yes.
But they have mitai,
mm-hmm.
which indicates that they're not 100% or completely sure.
Yeah.
So I think maybe she's doubting herself or she's kind of like battling with herself.
Yeah. And also, I also think it's rather characteristic for Japanese to not to decide anything.
Yeah, or not go that 100% take a complete stance on something.
Yeah, like kind of leaving everything vague.
Yeah. And also, too, she just found out, you know, this just happened. So maybe she's battling with,
mm-hmm.
you know, deciding these feelings.
Yeah. She's still unsure about herself.
There it is. Okay, then we have.
Ah, 私は一体どうしたらいいの?
Ah, what on earth should I do?
私は
I, marked by the topic, marked particle は
一体
What on earth?
どうしたらいい
How, what, if I did, is good, literally. And of course we translate this as, what should I do?、
Mm-hmm.
What would be good if I did? What should I do? Literally?What to do is good.、
Yeah.
But again, we interpret this as, what should I do?、
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know, what is the good thing? What's good to do?
Yeah.
And finally, we have a really good friend who seems like she is the pro, the consummate pro.
そんなの簡単じゃん。
That's easy.
二股だよ、二股。
Just keep two-timing them. Two-time them. Natsuko-san... もう一度聞かせていただきます。どう思いますかね?
ここでやめときましょうね。
Yeah, we're gonna stop here. Couple more points we want to really look at. Now, first let's back up and look at the first sentence that her pro, the friend, really, the real good advice she got from her friend.
そんなの。
What are we talking about here? The そんなの。
The problem.
Yes. That no is actually linked to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this actually, it's not related to the kantan. It's related to the problem.
Yeah.
そんなの 問題。
To put it accurately, it's the solution to the problem.
Yeah. Is?
簡単じゃん。
簡単, easy. And then we have じゃん。
Yeah.
Which is the abbreviation of?
じゃない。
Which is usually used as a tag question.
Mm-hmm.
But here, with this short form, it's almost like it's not a tag question, but it's just emphasizing what's said.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. It's easy. You know, it's not like, it's easy, isn't it? That's not the nuance here. The nuance here is, oh, it's easy. I got it. Mm-hmm. I'll help you out.
It's almost like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And again, you have to kind of infer this from the context.
Mm-hmm.
And this is followed by?
二股だよ、二股。
And finally we have?
二股だよ、二股。
Now this is really interesting. First, let's talk about mata.
Mm-hmm.
Mata is the fork.
Yeah.
And Natsuko, you gave a great example of the trees.
Yeah.
Where you have the trunk mm-hmm. and then it branches.
Yeah.
The trunk splits in two. Mm-hmm. And it's right where the trunk splits. That's the mata.
Yeah.
For the pants, it's the crotch area.
Mm-hmm.
For it's where the two things come together.
Yeah.
Or you can see where the two things start to spread apart.
Right.
And this is the mata.
Mm-hmm.
Now, futomata is yes. two of these.
Yeah. Just stick out three fingers.
Your middle finger, the pointer finger, the index finger. If you yeah. hold them like that, it makes a W.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the U part is the mata.
So you have two matas. Uh-huh. Futamata. One, two.
Yes. And obviously here, the middle finger is the girl being caught.
Yeah.
And the index finger and the pointer finger are the men. She was having a date.
Yeah.
So, two and one.
Two and one. I think that's a great explanation. Is it? Oh, it, yeah. it shows how seriously we take relationships around here. Yeah. You know, explaining it with finger diagrams. But I think we got the point across that the mata
mm-hmm.
for Japanese represents that here is some kind of relationship.
Yeah.
In this context.
Mm-hmm.
And futamata means two of these forks.
Yeah.
And the person in the middle
mm-hmm.
is the one mm-hmm. connected to both these people.
Yeah. Because the point about mata is that it's connected at the bottom.
All right.
But you don't usually say hitomata.
Good point.
Yeah. Maybe because that's really obvious.
Can we say sanmata?
I sometimes see those expressions, but
really?
Yeah, it's not really common.
But
it shouldn't be common.
Exist.
Well, I think, you know, people make fun using this expression.
But the expression is again futamata
mm-hmm.
and two time. All right, so that is going to do it for today. Now, the grammar points again, we covered in the previous lessons. If you're a little unfamiliar with the tada conditional was covered in last Wednesday's lesson. Season 2. And mitai was covered last week in the beginner lesson. So if you need a quick refresher, check out these two lessons. Well, obviously you checked out this one because it's part 2 of text message turmoil. Natsuko-san, anything to add?
I hope this doesn't develop into another series.
No, this one is finished. もう終わりました。
よかった。
よかったですね。Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Check out the PDF. Today's PDF, again, has a lot of good information. Definitely want to check this out. And I think that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また今度。